As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detailed. Nope. I do it once a show.
Unbelievable.
I do it once a show.
It's been changed for like 4 shows
Yeah,
now.
There's a ghost in the machine, Jack. Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you leave the Phil's weekend feeling more positive or more negative about the team? 71.5%
or negative.
They went 75%?
71.5, yeah.
Okay. About yeah. 75%.
Man. It's still a pretty high number.
Of course it is.
Especially off a series they won.
Yeah, but again, feels like a loss.
Yeah, I know.
It's what happens. If they had... By the way, if they had won, if they had taken 2 of 3, lost the first one,
right.
Won the second two, sometimes it's just about when we get on
That's
the air.
True.
I truly believe it.
I agree with that. But also blowing the lead.
Yes, not great.
Does not especially, make anybody feel good.
Especially after you almost blow a lead the day before.
Jack wants to erase Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, I just think it can't. I look at that game more positive than negative.
He scored
with
11
the
runs.
We're talking about the bullpen.
It was one guy.
Okay.
There's one guy.
It
was 11-4 in the ninth, and he came into a low leverage spot. They're not excuses, they're explanations.
Let's get a little more excuses right now.
Right.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Everything's brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
We're taking your pre-orders now. So, of course, you know, you can sign by me and Kevin. Kevin Reavy wrote the book with him, and Ike also sometimes will sign them as well.
I will.
If bought in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, in the next 10. We'll do the next 10. Ike will sign the next 10.
I'll sign the next 10.
The next 10. Ringthebellbook.com.
I have no idea how to track that, but listen.
We can look at the time.
AI will do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So let's get to the important things. Let's get to the important things first. We have some more dirtiness from out-of-pocket Stockett.
Oh, no.
Friday night at the roundtable. Listen to this, Jim.
I think off balance, I also kind of think he overpowered him. There was a point where his fastball, I know he wasn't happy because he couldn't get it up where he wanted, like,
in the zone.
It never takes you long.
They know it.
The poor guy. Yeah.
He's too innocent.
Yes.
That's the issue with Stocker.
So
who's laughing at him right there?
Oh. Murph, the whole
thing.
So I think it was Murph, Ben, Rube, I believe, was there, Spransky. So.
Well, Ben definitely knows what's going on. Yes.
Well, he should. I mean, he's on here now.
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, the thing about Stocker is that I'm afraid it's going to freeze him. Stocker is so taken.
Exactly what you're saying.
Is so taken aback by it. He's going to be scared to say anything.
Now he's conscious of it.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jack, it messes with people's train of thought.
Yes.
I know. I don't care.
Yeah. We got to do a show here.
I think
Remember
it's funny.
When we first started doing the pause thing.
Yep.
Even I started to sit over here and be like, okay, now how can I explain this without saying?
Without getting paused. Yep.
It's hard.
Pause.
Pause that.
Yep.
It's really hard.
Yep. Pause.
All right, but it was not only Dirty Stalker. That wasn't even the dirtiest thing out of the broadcast booth this weekend. Once again, the GOAT of this, Ruben Amaro Jr., was back at it on Friday night when talking about his golf game with a guy in the booth.
Did you guys play today? Joey, did you play today?
He did. He waved me off today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I waved to him on the other hole, and he just blew me off.
We had a threesome, and we didn't ask him to join.
Was with the wife.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Deb was with
No balls in one strike.
He knows what he's doing.
I just love that T-Mac goes immediately back to just calling the game.
Yep.
T-Mac's like, no balls in one strike.
Yep.
Was that Larry Bowler in there?
No, it was part of the Callis Foundation.
Okay.
Callis and Ashburn Foundation. Okay. They had him in. So
Yeah, Ruben knows what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Ruben did it by accident. Now Ruben's doing it on purpose, I'm convinced.
Yeah, you got more?
No, that's it for the dirtiness of the booth.
So my thing is, this is the one sport where it's going to happen.
Yeah, because there's bats and balls and
wood.
And again, it's going to be impossible for them to do it.
Happen.
And we're
no
never
balls.
Stopping.
Which is why Fritz is he's listening intently.
Well, the nice part about this is that, I heard that one organically.
Yeah.
People are now sending me them, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, there's no, they can't run, they can't hide.
No. I mean, what a gem.
We had a threesome, and we didn't ask him to join.
And when Stalker does it, I can feel Fransky looking at him and smirking and not saying anything, but letting him know, oh, I heard what you just did.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Speaking of the booth, what a refreshing debut for Cole Hamels yesterday. I mean, I thought he was great, man. I mean, it was nice to have, this is not a knock on the guys who played a long time ago, but it was nice to have someone that did play relatively recently.
Well, it sounds like a knock, actually.
It sounds like a knock on the guys who played a long time ago.
I appreciate what they bring to the table, but someone that retired and played in the 2020s is also a nice changeup. Not to make a Cole Hamels pun, but.
Unbelievable.
It just sounds like this is the millennial issue.
Yeah, it's not a millennial issue. Those guys provide value, and I liked having someone that played in this day and age.
Got a pitcher in there. Hamels.
Oh, man. He
loved that.
It was good,
Well,
man.
See, that's the thing. That's your childhood, right? Well, yeah, it's childhood.
Teenage,
yeah. Yeah. The voice takes a little bit to get used to.
Cole.
Always has.
Well, I think he deepened it since Conklin bullied him, right? I mean, Conklin basically bullied him out of his high voice.
He did.
And Cole's another guy. We've talked about this with Embiid, and we talked about, Cole Hamels was not, universally beloved around here.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't. But now that time has passed and he comes back, everybody loves Cole now.
Yeah.
But everybody didn't love Cole then. Cole was a lightning rod.
It took a while for people to get over 09.
I gave him a hard time with the voice.
With the voice
thing. Yeah, I did. Well, he's a great pitcher during that time when I came back, but it was always the voice that seemed like he was, I don't know, whining a little bit or what have you. And it was like, eh. And then when they brought in Lee and Halliday and the other guys, I'm like, oh, those guys are real
pitchers. Real men, yeah. and as Jack mentioned, the quote in 09 that he was happy when the year was over.
Although, a little unfair to him. He said it. But we knew what he meant.
But he still said it.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He's looking for there's a nice little excerpt in the book about that as well.
Ring the bell book. You're on the podcast for 35 minutes talking about the book. Let's
keep it moving.
20 minutes of it was about prospects. So Dave Dombrowski was a guest on MLB Network Radio before the game. So this is before another bullpen meltdown. gave an update on the Phil's bullpen, where he thinks they stand.
From the right-handed side, we really have had a struggle so far. It's been Romano has not pitched like we thought he would. Now, he is healthy, which is good. I think he will bounce back. He hasn't been out there for a while, but we need guys like Romano. Joe Ross pitched well yesterday. He has been a little bit inconsistent for us. So we need those type of guys to step up. And if they do, and we think they have the capabilities, all of a sudden you say, well, that bullpen's really good, as long as the other guys keep pitching the way they do and stay healthy. But we're in a position where that is something we have to continue to assess. And I do think that guys like Romano and Ross will come around and pitch like they have in the past and be really good for us as the year progresses.
He's calling him Romano. That's what I took from that.
That's nice.
Instead of calling him Romano.
By the way, if he's doing
which one is it?
It's Romano.
It's Romano. Well, why the GM doesn't know this?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes the I guess the American version is Ray Romano, so Romano. The Canadian version is Romano, and he's Canadian.
So it's Romano.
It's Romano.
Well, we're not in Canada.
We're not in Canada, but our manager's from Canada. Our other president of hockey operations is Canadian.
I thought the answer was fine.
It
what the hell
fine.
Is he
the one
say?
Thing I know we can't yeah. like, but the Joe Ross should not be someone that they're relying on in high lever spots. He's probably better than his pitch, but he's a fifth inning guy, sixth inning guy, not a late inning guy.
I agree.
He also gave an update on Kyle Schwarber, and I thought this was a positive answer.
We hope to keep him to be a Philly for years to come. You can be assured of that. Contract negotiations always keep that internal because I just never have found any benefit by talking about it publicly. But he is a guy we'd like to stay, not only because of the ability, but the other parts that he brings to the club, as you mentioned. And he really, the intangible aspect of it is off the charts and one of the best I've ever had on a ball club.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's going to be a Philly.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it sounds like he wants to you know, give him a nice pat on the back because they're not giving him the years that he wants. Is like,
yes.
Yeah, yes. You know, he'll be a Philly. They're not going to let him go. You're a little too nervous about that whole thing, Jack.
Well, I was nervous about Hoffman last year, and they let Hoffman go. I was calling for that midseason.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think Schwarber in the end will be flexible, and so will the Phillies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And they'll come to a happy medium. I don't know. Schwarber wants 4 years. Three? They're offering two?
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, did you get anything on what the reported deal was or that it was offered? They turned down?
Well, they said they offered him two. Rosenthal theorized they offered him two.
Well, he's going to need three.
Yeah, we're going to give him three.
Yeah, we're going to need three. May have to take less money.
Yeah. I will say, not a bad start for him, cleanup spot behind Bryce.
No.
Protection the lineup. Bryce, during this time, since Schwarber's been behind him, he's raised his average by 22 points and has a 992 OPS.
Well, some of us wanted him to continue to hit leadoff because we like cute little stories, and some of us know that Ooh. Kyle Schwarber should be a cleanup hitter.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Are you conceding?
No, like, I care more about having protection behind Bryce.
Okay,
that
all right.
All right. Like, you also didn't want Stott at the leadoff spot.
I don't really want Stott at the leadoff spot.
That I understand from Jack more than the Schwarber cleanup thing.
I think that if they had a real cleanup hitter, right?
Yep.
I think Schwarber at the top is fine.
Well, what is a real cleanup hitter?
But they don't have a real cleanup.
What is
Schwarber?
What is a real cleanup hitter?
Oh, you're talking about like Aaron Judge?
No, like even like Alonzo. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a right-handed power bat.
What's the difference between Alonzo and Schwarber?
Yeah.
Well, he's a right-handed power bat behind him. I mean, like Schwarber has a better eye. he's let off, like he's done it in the past. I'm saying it's fine. I'll concede. I'm glad he's behind Bryce.
But no, I'm just saying, go to the leadoff spot. If he's not a cleanup hitter, then what the hell is a cleanup hitter?
It's Kyle Schwarber. He's 40 home runs. He's 230 pounds. He's slow.
He's down. He's spry out there. Right, take a deep breath.
All right.
You're stubborn in there.
Well, we'll see what's that.
You know, spring means baseball. It means, unfortunately, more of that guy. It also means spring cleaning and little projects around the house that you've been putting off, right? This is nice out. One of those projects, not a little project, is your windows and your doors. And it should be on your to-do list. I know it is. You can go to no one else but Guida. I'm going to tell you about the price, which is better, and the financing, which is better. But having been through the process with them and how they teach you about it and how friendly everybody is through it and how they're going to make the process of doing it even better, you got to go Guida. So the old drafty windows need to be, you know, replaced. So price, I told you, they're going to start your project with 20% off everything. 20% off every window, 20% off every door, and you're not going to need to put down any money out of pocket. So no money down. And then once they've been installed and you look at them and you love them and your energy bills are down and your house value goes up, you'll have 3 years to pay it off without any interest. So you have more, you have energy efficient windows, you have a brand new maybe front entry door, maybe a sliding patio door. You feel great about all of it, and you'll be dealing with that interest free for up to 36 months. Limited time offer. There are restrictions. Here's what you do. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details. You get a free, no obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That is go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Jack, do you have anything else, or is that it?
No, that's pretty much it.
Should I present to Ike my pitcher idea?
Sure.
So, Ike.
Yes.
I was listening to this New York Times article about how starting pitchers are not pitching as long as they used to, mm-hmm. right? You know, they go five innings,
they need a
six
blue
innings.
Chew.
Yeah, they need a blue chew. And I was thinking, well, then why don't I think the innings, seven, eight, nine innings, higher leverage innings, right? Mm-hmm. These are that is the nut cutting time of the baseball game. Why don't we have the starter start in like the fourth inning? That way you have your best pitcher going through the higher leverage parts of the game rather than not having your best pitcher in there for the seventh, eighth, ninth. And here's what I thought about. I'm like, if you told me I could only have Bryce Harper for innings 1 through 6 or innings 4 through 9, I would say, give me a Bryce Harper innings 4 through 9. Sure. So why are we not just looking at pitchers like short, medium, long, as opposed to starter, reliever, that sort of thing? I would rather have Zach Wheeler in the 8th and 9th inning. If he starts in the 3rd inning or something, that way I know I have him going there. If pitcher's only going to pitch 5 innings, 6 innings, start him later in the game.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, but is there a reason why
Well, I would imagine you want your starters out there so you get off to a good start. So in other words,
hence the name starter.
You put closers out there or bullpen guys out there. They give up 3 or 4 runs, and Wheeler has to come in the 4th inning where he's already down 3-0, 4-0,
well,
and I'm wasting him.
Yeah, but then the difference is you go into the 7th inning, and you're up 3 runs, and those guys, if they're going to let up 3 runs, I'd rather they let up 3 runs in the 1st inning than they let up 3 runs in the 8th inning.
Right.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it may be, maybe rather than the stress of the 9th inning, the guy comes in, he just blows through the front part of the order. You use your best, you know, and you can start, let's say it's Alvarado, right? Mm-hmm. You could use him 2-3 games in a row starting the game.
Well, it's turning into the opener argument.
Yeah.
Yes, but openers, if I remember correctly, they didn't use like a starter in the back half of the opener.
It was a bulk guy.
Right. Rather than putting the starter there, yeah, putting like a high level starter.
Why don't you take over a baseball team? Mm-hmm. This could be your money ball.
Well, here's the other problem.
I just don't know why they should do it in the minors somewhere.
But what if, like, all right, let's say he pitches 4 through 8 and he's tired, you got to get him out of there. Then you're to use your closer in the first 3 innings. Who's closing out the ball game?
You're your next best guy.
But if you lose your first 3 guys, because you're not having your closer pitch multiple innings.
But this is the same reason why you don't want, why you'll use your closer in the 7th or the 8th, right? I mean, that you say, why do you want to use your best pitcher? Use your best pitcher when it means the most to you. So, yeah, the guy gets tired and you need another. I'm not saying use all your relievers in the first part of the game, but I'm saying you bring your starter in, you bring Lizardo in the 4th, you know, set it and forget it. They're not scoring again the rest of the game. You don't have to worry about third time through the order stuff?
Sure.
This might be the craziest thing you come up with.
You and Elliot.
Yeah.
Why do you compare me to Elliot? Because that's the first thing that popped into everyone's brain is that this is an Elliot take.
Yeah, that's what it.
When you texted me this,
like,
I was like, am I talking to Elliot or am I talking to Spike?
Oh, that's really disappointing.
It does have that feel to it.
This is what friends are for, right?
I'm just thinking about the game.
I know.
You know?
Like, I think in theory, but also, like, let's say if the guy gets shelled, you're putting in whoever anyway.
Well, here's the other thing. I would imagine none of these starters would want to do that.
No, they like starting.
They want to start the game.
They could do the routine and then, I don't know.
Yes.
Well, here's all I would say, is that the starter was the starter when those guys would pitch 7, 8, 9 innings. If they're not going to pitch 7, 8, 9 innings anymore, I just wonder if the utility of having them start the game is as valuable as it was when we started doing this.
Were you dipping back into the gummies this weekend?
No. I'm just saying, like, when I was growing
Damn
up...
Damn show didn't have a drink after that, whatever happened
Thursday
night.
No, after you got bullied on Thursday. Guys
were throwing 250, 300 innings all the time. Sure, they were going deep into games. They're not anymore.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if the idea of the starter actually starting the game is outdated if they're not going to throw as many innings as they used to.
So here's where I'd meet you with this at. Because I think part of it is you have to condition the athlete's mind to do that. So it would take a while. It's not like it's like a speedboat that you turn around. This thing is like a big cruise ship that you got to turn.
It would be something, they do this in the G League all the time, is like, hey, if we're going to try something, let's make one of our minor league teams. If we want to try doing this, let's just do it with that team.
You start that way, and then you would almost have to get this generation of player out of here for the most part.
Eventually, and you'd have to restructure contracts, and wins would be different, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I guess it's the idea of how difficult that I believe it would be to change the mindset with doing that. Again, I understood it with the openers and those guys, but I don't remember any of the top pitchers doing that.
Right. No, I don't either.
So,
yeah, I mean, they were doing it because they didn't have top starters.
In theory, you're right. I think I understand where you're coming from.
It was the most of the article was basically about Skeens and how about, like, you know, Paul, he's going out throwing 5 innings all the time.
So why not pitching?
I would just bring Paul Skeens in the fourth.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
That's just my crazy idea. Jack, what do you have coming up at the top 5 of 5?
Played out bits.
Ooh. On this show?
No.
It would never be this show.
There's only one bit that I have on here that's played out from this show.
Okay.
All of our bits are great.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, there's some played out bits currently going on. Some would say the top 5 of 5 is a played out bit.
Well, I don't think so.
No, it's not played out.
It's a legend bit. Yeah.
You love that.
Yeah. Is this from the radio station or just in the world?
No, it's sports.
Okay.
Life.
Okay.
One radio station related thing.
Okay.
Some things I have to complain about.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.